Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm Monash Mehta, editor in the Cochrane Editorial and Methods Department. Patients who require general anesthesia or ventilation to help them breathe while in intensive care need a clear airway. This is usually achieved by inserting a tube to help air reach their lungs. And a new Cochrane review from May 2018 examines the evidence for different tests to help doctors assess how difficult this might be for patients with no immediately obvious problems with their breathing. We asked one of the authors, Yasmin Arish, from the Medical University of Vienna in Austria, to tell us what they found.
Placing a tube into a patient's airway or tracheal intubation is the best way to ensure that the patient's airway stays clear and that air can get into the lungs during general anesthesia or when a patient needs ventilation or oxygenation for other reasons. Before intubation, it is common practice to determine if the patient has a difficult airway, which is a potentially life-threatening situation because they will not be able to breathe and will quickly die. There are several bedside airway examination tests to help doctors to anticipate possible difficulties before intubation. Such tests are used every day by clinicians all across the world. However, there's little information about which test is most useful. We have investigated this further by reviewing the validity of different tests for detecting a difficult airway in patients with no apparent airway abnormalities. We found no less than 133 eligible studies involving more than 840,000 patients on four continents. Most of the studies included patients undergoing elective surgery. Overall, the evidence was of moderate to high quality. All studies focused on the assessment of predictors that would indicate if a patient was likely to have a difficult face mask ventilation, laryngoscopy, or intubation. When we pooled the results, we found high variability among the tests. The upper lip bite test for diagnosing difficult laryngoscopy provided a summary sensitivity of 67%, which was higher than any of the other tests. However, this suggests that even this, the most sensitive test in the studies we reviewed, correctly identifies the presence of a problem only 2/3 of the time. The modified Malampati test had the highest sensitivity for detecting difficult tracheal intubation, but its summary sensitivity of 51% means that it fails to identify the problem in nearly half the patients for whom it will be difficult to insert the tube. In summary, bedside airway examination tests for detecting a difficult airway are intended as screening tests and are expected to miss only very few patients with a potential problem. They are recommended in airway management guidelines around the world, but we have found that they often fail to meet their goal. Most are little better than simply flipping a coin to decide if the patient has a difficult airway. On the other hand, the tests were consistently better at showing that the patient did not have a difficult airway when they really did not have one, but this is of little relevance in this context. In conclusion, standard bedside airway examination tests for difficult airways in patients with no apparent airway abnormalities do not appear to be good screening tests, and we urge great caution in their use and in their interpretation.
If you'd like to look in more depth at the results of the tests individually and collectively, the full Cochrane review is available online at cochranelibrary.com, where you can find it with a simple search for Airway Examination.